Yep, the South Dakota Soybean Council is again sponsoring the yield contest. We're going to take a look at two components of yield. One, actual yield, how many bushels an acre. And the second thing we're going to take a look at is quality. And so we hope to learn a lot. You know, we've got varying conditions throughout the state this year. Places where there was moisture, we hope to learn what those producers did to maximize their yields. And places where moisture was short, we also want to learn what those producers did to see why there were differences in yields in those parts of the state.
Tell me why that data is important.
We like to gather as much data as we can. It's good for us to take a look and see what's actually working for farmers, but also take a look and see what farmers, what concerns they have, what things we need to be focusing our research on. And as we collect this data, we're going to have a group of agronomists look at it, pick it apart, put it back together, and this winter we're going to have some seminars where producers can come and see what we've learned.
Tell me what a few, for instances, in what has been learned from the data before in other contests.
Some of the hot topics the last couple of years have been, one, fungicides. Second thing that we're taking a look at is foliar feeding, whether or not those practices are working, whether or not in a dry year they're going to be productive. That's something we hope to learn this year.
The parameters, the quality, what does that help you with when you get the data and you start looking at it? What do you do then?
One of the big concerns for us here in the northern part of the United States is quality. Our protein levels tend to be lower, but that's something we want to learn from producers. See if there's certain hybrids, certain varieties that are actually producing a higher protein bean, higher oil content, and our processors are particularly interested in this data. It helps them to know what they can do to be more effective processing those beans and more profitability for them.
And I would imagine technique plays into there a lot.
Certainly there are. That's one of the things we want to study. Are those fungicides keeping that plant healthier, keeping it greener longer, helping them fix more nitrogen, putting more nitrogen into the beans?
Planting dates, how does it help you there?
Planting dates, in the past, we've always thought the earlier the better. This year, we've heard a few stories of guys that planted their beans a little later, maybe missed some of those hot points during the summer, and that's going to help them. But we want to put that data together, compare it to past years, and hopefully we can learn some lessons from that.
And of course, that's going to make a lot of difference with the year, hence this year.
It is. We hope this year is an outlier. We hope it's kind of a freak thing and it doesn't happen again, but it did. And we want to learn as much from it as we can. So if it does come around, we can do whatever we can practice-wise to grow the best beans in a dry year.